Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashati Vartajaji. The government is making all out effort to ensure the safe return of Indian nationals from Iran, and another flight carrying members of the Indian mission is expected to arrive today. Earlier, 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran arrived in New Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that the government has received over 350 requests of Indian citizens in Iran for evacuation. Meanwhile, an Iranian missile hit the main hospital in southern Israel early today, causing extensive damage and wounding several people as the Israel-Iran conflict escalated with fresh attacks on nuclear facilities and civilian infrastructure. Iran's retaliation came after Israel's overnight attack on Iran's Natanz nuclear facility, which the Israeli military claims houses components and equipment used to develop nuclear weapons. U.S. President Donald Trump continues weighing military intervention options as the conflict threatens to expand across West Asia. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has issued stark warnings to Washington that any American strikes on Iranian territory would result in serious irreparable consequences, raising the stakes for potential U.S. involvement in the escalating hostilities. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh held a telephonic conversation with the Director General of the Israeli Ministry of Defense, Major General Amir Baram. In a social media post, the Ministry of Defense said the two leaders discussed updates on the current situation in West Asia. The conversation comes amid rising tensions between Israel and Iran. Russian President Vladimir Putin has offered to mediate to end the conflict between Israel and Iran. Speaking at a roundtable session on the sidelines of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Putin suggested that Moscow could help negotiate a settlement that could allow Tehran to pursue a peaceful atomic program while assuaging Israeli security concerns. India and Croatia have held discussion on the long-pending India-EU Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Croatia has reiterated its strong support for the early conclusion of the FTA, emphasizing the mutual benefits it will bring to both India and the European Union. Prime Minister Modi arrived in New Delhi after his successful visits to Croatia, Canada and Cyprus. He held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori in Zagreb. The leaders in the discussions also looked forward to an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA, which will give a boost to the bilateral trade and supply chain resilience. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the time has come to reclaim India's linguistic heritage and lead the world with pride in native languages. Speaking at the book launch in New Delhi, Shah said that the languages of the country are the jewels of its culture. He said that foreign languages cannot capture the essence of Indian culture and history. A record 54 Indian institutes have been featured in the QS World University rankings, with Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, emerging as the country's top-ranked institute. IIT Delhi's global ranking has seen a significant jump from the earlier 150th position to the current 123rd rank in the latest edition of the rankings. Voting for by-elections to 5 assembly seats across 4 states is underway. In Gujarat, Visavada seat has recorded over 39% voter turnout, while the Kadi Assembly constituency has registered around 35% till 1 p.m. Nilambur's seat in Kerala has recorded around 47% voter turnout, and Punjab's Ludhiana Assembly seat has witnessed over 33%. The voting percentage for the Kaliganj Assembly seat in West Bengal was over 45% till 1 p.m. At least 210 victims of the Ahmedabad Air India plane crash have been identified through DNA matching so far. Gujarat Health Minister Hrishikesh Patel today informed that 187 bodies have been handed over to their families so far. in the Asian Squash Championship 2025 in Malaysia, India's Velavan Senthil Kumar advanced to the quarterfinals with a 3-0 win over Japan's Tomotaka Endo in Kuching. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.